From the Voice of America, this is Asia Weekly. The Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has said many controversial things since being sworn into office on June 30th of 2016. Since then, his domestic and international policies have brought about uncertainty over the direction the country will take as its economy has hit a seven-year low. Hello everyone, I'm Steve Miller. The Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte is no stranger to controversy, having called both the Pope and the United States President, Barack Obama, sons of whores. However, it was this comment that sparked off a wave of international criticism.
Hitler massacred 3 million Jews. Now, there is 3 million, there's a 3 million drug addicts. There are. I'd be happy to slaughter them. At least, if Germany had Hitler, the Philippines would have, but, you know, my victims, I would like to be all criminals to finish the problem of my country and save the next generation from perdition.
The remark prompted a response from the German Foreign Ministry to call on the Philippine envoy and say any comparison of the singular atrocities of the Holocaust with anything else is totally unacceptable. Over the past weekend, Duterte apologized, saying it was not his intention to derogate the memory of 6 million Jews murdered by the Germans. But walking that comment back didn't prevent Duterte from this slight after he said the United States refused to sell weapons to the Philippines.
Mr. Obama, you're going to go to hell.
Jonathan Miller, East Asia fellow with the East-West Institute, says the comments are
becoming a problem for him as the leader of the Philippines, but I think it's becoming a larger problem for the Philippines' relationships internationally. This is just the latest and probably the most incendiary in a long line of comments. I think it's continuing to fall along this line of a kind of recklessness diplomatically.
Some analysts cite Duterte's policies for the reason that the nation's stock market has slumped and the peso has dropped to a seven-year low. Gunter Taos, the head of the European Chamber of Commerce in the Philippines, says the uncertainty that's developed over Duterte's plans has led some companies that had once planned to begin operations in the Philippines to back off and wait to see what happens, although he didn't say exactly which ones those were. Curtis S. Chen, Asia fellow with the Milken Institute, notes that while this may be the present situation, it may not necessarily be indicative of the future.
These are really short-term changes. You know, they aren't necessarily going to be locked in the long term. In the long term, the Philippines will remain a vibrant community and, I believe, one of the key leaders in the ASEAN region. And markets are adjusting still to Duterte's style.
And while the markets and international community adapt to Duterte's style, Chen says,
ultimately, politics is always local. And clearly, if you're president, you want to serve your number one constituency, your citizens. And I think Duterte is doing that. Traditionally, when you look at Philippines polling, usually at the top of voter concerns is poverty. You know, Philippines is not a wealthy country. But now what has moved to the top of the polling is crime. You know, President Duterte is doing nothing that he didn't say he was going to do in the campaign.
In the past week, President Duterte has said he's open to forming new alliances with China and Russia, even going as far as to say that he'll break up with the United States. Jonathan Miller again.
I think that what we're seeing through that is a lot of kind of posturing and attempts at leveraging. My sense still is that that Philippines has no strong desire to disconnect itself with the U.S. alliance. Of course, there's a lot of rhetoric and a lot of talk. There's no question that the U.S.-Philippine alliance has been on a decline since Duterte took over. But I still think he does recognize the value and the need for that. But these kind of this talk and depending on what comes out of, you know, his visit to China and relationship with Russia, this is going to have an adverse effect on their belief in their relationship with the U.S. and the alliance. But publicly expressing such views kind of erodes his credibility a little bit.
But moving forward, Chin says
what will be key is when those comments actually turn into policy changes.
So what's your take on Duterte's comments? Are they taking too much time and energy to address? And are they a distraction from his role as president? Please shoot me your answer on Twitter at Steve Miller VOA or on Facebook at VOA Now. If you enjoyed the podcast, please share it with your friends. And to get the podcast delivered to you automatically, you can subscribe in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Well, that's going to do it for me this week. Thank you so much for joining me. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.